On Ayin Dalem and Beis, we discussed the Maimer of Rava, which when he was sending Gulfi Laharpanya, when he was sending these empty vessels to Harpanya, he would turn them, flip them over with and put a special chosam on it. Because Kol Davar Shemachnisu L'Kiyum Afilu L'Fisha Gazur Be'Rabbanan, that's something that is used for long-term storage. We're going to be gozer on it, on an Avir Kachavim touching it, because they might end up tampering with it, even L'Fisha, even for a moment. Rashi explains that we consider it, the empty jug was just like Yayin Atzmo, in order that we prevent an Ovid Kochavim from getting his hands on it. Because once he's masha with this kli for a moment, the item becomes usur. And as a result, what you see from here is that there's a concern for an Ovid Kochavim to have an empty vessel of a Yisrael. To have a non-Jew to have an empty vessel of Yisrael is a problem, that they're may going to tamper with it, may make it treif. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch does write in Kuf Chav Beis, Yesh li zohir mil haniach beveis ovid kachavim klei suda. Don't give your klei suda to an ovid kachavim. If you're giving your pots and pans to an ovid kachavim to hold for whatever reason, now there's a concern when you get it back that they're going to be treif. You don't know what if they used it for something or not. And now when you take it back, what are you supposed to do? So the Ramah says you don't actually need to kosher it because of the suffix. Rather, what you can do is you can wait an additional 24 hours. If you wait 24 hours, now there's a sveika, the suffix that first maybe they used it, maybe they didn't use it, and even if they did use it, now you've waited 24 hours and it's no same time lifgam. But there's a legitimate concern when you're giving your vessels to an Ovid Kochavim. There's a concern that they're going to tamper with it and they're going to make them treif. Does this apply in a different circumstance? Does it apply in the more common circumstance? The more common circumstance is the opposite. Not when we give our kelim to an Ovid Kochavim, but when the Ovid Kochavim comes to, or the maid, or the housekeeper, the non-Jewish housekeeper, comes to our house. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, or the Ramah continues at the bottom of Siftes, and he says, V'lecharchila yesh li zohar b'chol inyan afilu ba'avarim u'shvachos ha'Ovid Kochavim shebe'beis Yisrael. That the same thing applies to housekeepers in your house, in the Jewish home. Shaloli liyached kelim shalanu eslan. Don't leave our kelim with them. Why? Because shem yishtamshu b'hum dvar masurim. They're gonna treif them up. They can use them for either cook for themselves, put treif in there, maybe cook pasta v'chalav. Who knows? We have to be concerned. In fact, this sentiment is echoed similarly in Siman Kuf Yud Ches in Yoredeya. This Siman Kuf Yud Ches is talking about the concept of machlif. Are we concerned that a non-Jew, are they trusted that they're not going to switch out a kosher item for a non-kosher item? So he says that there's a chumra yesh lahachmir in Sif Yud Beis shelo lahaniach hakaderos eitzel hashvachos kishein yisrael bebayis v'enu yotzei v'nichnas, that we should be machmir not to leave our kederos with the housekeepers if the Jew is not home and it isn't coming in and out to serve as a mashkiach to be yotzei v'nichnas. Why? Because there's a concern of being machlif, that they're going to switch out something, and as a result you'll be dealing with a treif pot. So we have to be machmir and not to do that. But if you're yotzei v'nichnas, everything is fine. So one of the common questions that arises is what to do with a housekeeper. We have housekeepers. Many families have housekeepers at home. And the first question is, well, if their housekeeper is at home, how do we assume that any of the kelim were not used? Well, so there, perhaps we can say that if everything looks like it was put away properly, there's no reason to assume that they opened up the cabinets and took out the pots and pans, especially and particularly if you told them not to. There is some form of a mirsus. There is some sort of a fear that they would have of not doing the wrong thing. Especially, obviously, for Yosef and Nichnas, this doesn't even, it's not even a concern at all, because there's certainly a mirsus. But if you're gone for a very long time, then we have to be concerned. If you see a pot that was out, you have to assume that they used it, and who knows what it was used for, and who knows if they're going to tell you the truth. And therefore, Rav Moshe wrote, was very machmir, actually. Rav Moshe wrote that if there's in Yordea Simen Aleph, Yordea Chelak Aleph, Simen Samach Aleph, that if there is a housekeeper in the home, you have to be concerned for the kalim, and therefore wait 24 hours before you use any of the kalim, which seems to be a very big chumrah, but something to be concerned about, that the perhaps mirsus isn't good enough. since the family wasn't Yosef ben Nichnas, and therefore we have to be concerned. Now, we do know in Kuf Yud Ches, a little earlier in Sif, I believe it's Sif Ches, Sif Yud, where we did talk about this idea of machlif. There's no concern of machlif if the person is not getting any benefit from it. If the housekeeper doesn't stand to benefit from something, then there isn't any concern of machlif. In fact, if she does something wrong and she's caught, she's going to get fired. So perhaps there's a reason to be makel that there's no benefit for her to be machlif, that we can be makel and allow her to be inside, and maybe even in fact cook the food. But that goes too far, especially we're dealing with Bishul Akum concerns. But the question still remains: are you allowed to leave a housekeeper alone in the house? Certainly not to cook food. I mean, that could be a serious concern. If it's done after the fact, how do we deal with the pots and pans? Okay, that's something to don on, and there's room to be makel, not like Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe was more machmir. But certainly to cook to allow the non-Jew allow the maid to cook with your pots and pans, unless you have a video camera inside to watch what they're doing, or your Yosef ben Nichnas, it seems to be very difficult to allow something like that to happen. So number one, then you need a good education to educate the housekeepers on kosher, difference between milchiks and fleishiks, kosher, not kosher, don't allow them to bring any non-kosher into the house. But even so, even after all this education, if they're using your kalim and there's no way for you to know what they've been doing with the kalim, then we have to be concerned. And in each situation, a shiloh would need to be asked what to do with the kalim.